Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, July 12th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. TikTok planned to update its privacy policy in Europe on July 13th to no longer ask users for consent to be tracked to receive targeted ads. The Irish Data Protection Commissioner announced that after engagement with the company, it agreed to pause the update to allow analysis by the regulator. Earlier this week, Italy's data protection watchdog warned the change would breach the e-privacy directive and GDPR. Twitter began rolling out its unmentioning feature to all users after it began testing it in April. Users can select a "Get you out of this conversation" option in the three-dot menu on a tweet they're tagged in. Their username will still appear in the tweet, but they will no longer receive notifications. Once unmentioned, a user cannot be tagged back into a thread. In South Korea, BMW launched the BMW Connected Drive Store, offering access to vehicle features as a subscription. Heated seats cost the equivalent of $18 US a month, a heated steering wheel runs $10 a month, and auto-dimming high beams cost $8 a month. Customers can also pay annually or pay for permanent access. Spotify bought the app Hurdle, its first game acquisition. The game will remain on a standalone website for now, although it will now link song answers to Spotify instead of to SoundCloud in the US, UK, Ireland, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. Spotify plans to integrate Hurdle more fully into its app, but didn't mention specifics. Uber's former head of European lobbying, Mark McGann, came forward as the whistleblower who leaked a trove of over 124,000 documents to The Guardian, saying, "It is my duty to speak up and help governments and parliamentarians right some fundamental wrongs. Morally, I had no choice in the matter." He worked with Uber from 2014 to 2016. According to OpenSignal's mid-year 5G report, T-Mobile continued to offer the fastest 5G download speeds in the U.S. with an average of 171 megabits per second, compared to 72.8 for Verizon and 53.6 for AT&T. T-Mobile also led on uploads with 17.8 megabits per second, with Verizon at 14 and AT&T at 10. For availability, T-Mobile subscribers had access to 5G 40.6% of the time, compared to 18.7% for AT&T and 10.6% for Verizon. Walmart ordered 4,500 electric delivery vans from the startup Canoe. Canoe will deliver the first vehicles in 2023, and Walmart has the option to buy up to 10,000 more as part of the deal. WhatsApp began rolling out the ability to use any emoji as a reaction. In May, WhatsApp added emoji reactions, but only initially supported 6 emojis. GameStop launched a public beta of its NFT marketplace. Users can connect their own wallets or use an integrated GameStop wallet. GameStop plans to expand the market to eventually offer Web3 gaming and other applications. The chipmakers ST Microelectronics and GlobalFoundries announced plans to build a chip fab in France. The plan calls for the facility to hit full capacity by 2026, making up to 620,000 wafers a year using an 18-nanometer process aimed at automotive, Internet of Things, and mobile applications. The smart home company Hive will exit the home security market. Its Hive leak water detection device will stop functioning on September 1st, 2023, and its cameras will stop working on August 1st, 2025. The company will still sell and support smart thermostats, lighting, sensors, and plugs. The smart home company Aquera launched the Curtain Driver E1 in the US and Europe, offering a motorized curtain motor with an integrated light sensor that can be fitted to any existing curtain rod. It uses a 6,000 mAh battery that should last about a year on a charge. It supports HomeKit, Google Home, and IFT integration, and will be compatible with Matter. It costs $89.99 and is available already in China. Google updated its Google One subscription with features from its workspace offering. One subscribers on the 2 TB storage tier can now run Google Meet sessions for up to 24 hours, up from a previous 1 hour limit, and get access to Meet recordings and background noise suppression. YouTube began rolling out picture-in-picture support on iOS and iPadOS to all users in the US for non-music content. The feature has been available on Apple devices previously for YouTube Premium subscribers. Security researchers Kevin2600 and Wesley Lee demonstrated an exploit called Rolling Pwn to remotely unlock and start Honda vehicles. The researchers found that when a car gets lock and unlock commands in a consecutive sequence, it will accept those codes again. Vehicles generally have a counter that checks the chronology of generated unlock codes to not accept older ones. The attack requires capturing these consecutive sequences using a software-defined radio. The researchers used the exploit on vehicles from 2012 through 2022. In response, Honda said the report wasn't credible and that the allegations are unfounded. Apple released the public betas for macOS Ventura, iOS 16, iPadOS 16, tvOS 16, and watchOS 9. Final releases for all these operating systems are expected by the fall. And finally, Nikkei Asia reports that Nikon will withdraw from the DSLR camera market, focusing its camera development on the mirrorless market. The company will still produce and distribute existing DSLR models. Nikon's last DSLR release was its flagship D6 in June 2020. In its fiscal 2021, mirrorless cameras accounted for half of revenue from Nikon's imaging business. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.